Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Tay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome concerts, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 12, Verse 41, already. Man, and for the people who are on the phone lines, we will get to you. We got to respect what everybody's saying. Might not agree with it, but we can respect it. Al Porter, Man in the Street. Now, that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, an acronym for Music Activism News. And for those listening online, hey, we appreciate you. Why? Because you're on board. And for those who are listening to none other than Black on Black Crime Inc. Radio on blogtalkradio.com. Feel free to call in to 646-478-0944 like our first three phone callers. You will get on the air. If you're sending in any commercials or music, you can send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Now, I have three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one. You get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. We'll listen for as long as we can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, just stay silent and you'll go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. Now, I'll give you some of our items that make sense. Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube pages of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram for Junior Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. Period. Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com, Facebook Kent and Angelica, Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio, www.3342music.com, OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com, the web page of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com, Facebook Pete Weeks, Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop Radio airs Tuesdays at 7 p.m. on VoiceItRadio.com. Facebook page of Black on Black Crime Inc. Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. Period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. www.timberlabor.org. The Twitter page of Alfred Porter Jr. 1 or Twitter page of Alfred Porter Jr. 1 or Grandpa Rapper 1. Also, thelogtv.com. We Are Cleveland. Now, this is if you look it on YouTube channel of We Are Cleveland and Power Groove Records. Before I go to the people on the phone lines, I would like to say that's just making sure of what it is that we're doing. So I would like to say looking good home improvement, residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, violation list repairs, door installation and repairs, flooring, tile and wood, plastering and painting, bath, kitchen remodeling, carpentry and decks. And that's at 216-205-7247, 216-205-7247, or exact online would be LOOKINGGOODHOMEIMPROVENT.com. Now, as I go to have some fun around here and take it back to my phone callers, we do a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, different things that have happened in our region. We do have a lot of honorable mentions. So I will say that one of those honorable mentions will be the art exhibit that is definitely happening this coming Saturday after the hip-hop workshop. Should be art exhibits from Black House Sound, Brother Lamar. It's on Kelso right off of 140th Street. More information will be forthcoming throughout the week. Also, honorable mention, art meets reggae. You've been seeing that, but it's an honorable mention because it's just now starting to get all the information out. It'll be interesting to see where it goes or how it ends up, you know, with the top 10 for next week. Also, honorable mention goes to Black House Sound, released a couple of new tracks. Honorable mention to Mr. Solo. He has about 3 new releases right now. Honorable mention, that song called G.O.D. from Sheriff Kilroy. Now, it has 450-plus Facebook views, but it had over 250 Black on Black Crime Incorporated views from Sister Liz, president of Black on Black Crime, who put it out there where they did the dog walk line dance, which was created from Miss Maybach. That was over 200 views. And then, of course, about 300 plus from the BWA views on that line dance as well. So for Miss Maybach, and that stemmed for the honorable mention going on for the triple birthday party that happened at Black on Black Crime headquarters the past week. So a lot of good things happened. But I'm going to at least stop with the honorable mentions. Should I mention anything else that might be going on? It just might be happening because it was so many of those. But I will say I'll give you 2 quick things that is happening that I need to at least put out there because it's a blessing. The debut. Don't say you weren't warned because Outlaws, Inc. can support this. Brick House Wellness, Dolores Gray for the Carl Stokes Brigade, she is supporting this action. This particular action is a phenomenal action that will happen this coming Friday evening. This Friday evening, when I say Outlaws, Inc. is supported, it's a blessing in itself. As this Friday, and it's a beautiful thing in itself, feeding the community, one helping hand at a time, will be feeding the first 100 people, also giving out 100 hygiene bags. First come, first serve basis, Friday, October the 6th, 2023, 6:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 7:45 p.m. across the street from 2227 Payne Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44114, and is definitely sponsored by Marquana Tippins, the Tippins family, Sherelle Carpenter, Al Porter Jr., Art McCoy, and Black on Black Crime, Inc. So that's what's going on there. And like I say, it's a lot of people supporting that particular thing. Honorable mention, it'll see where it goes by next week. I'm not even going to get more off into what's going on Well, I guess I could let people know. Number 10, debuting, Facebook, The Love Offering, talk show podcast on Friday. You can look more about that. We have 9 other things, but we'll go after a couple of them after each phone call. So we'll say 216-548. You are the first person to call in. 216-548. How are you doing out there?
Good evening, everybody. How's everybody doing this evening?
Well, right now I am doing phenomenal, and I'm pretty sure a lot of our listeners are doing excellent as well. What's going on?
One thing I just want to commend you on is your spirit. You are always so full of life and so full of positive energy that it makes so much difference in the room, wherever you are. I do mean that, and I'm not trying to flatter you because the Bible tells me don't flatter anybody and not to be deceived by flattering lips and winking eyes. It's a form of lying. But one thing, we have not always agreed on things as sisters and brothers don't often do, and friends don't often do. We don't always agree. But I have to say that you have always provided energy to produce life wherever you go, and I wanted to commend you on that.
Thanks.
I just wanted to call in and offer people the opportunity and even inquire with people. This is Reverend Pamela M. Pinckney Butts, Apostolate, presidential candidate for the United States of America for 2024. There are some things that need to be revisited and reviewed, even reintroduced, like our Constitution, Ohio and the United States.
Okay.
And we've become almost a lawless people. The Constitution is very contradictory and in many ways very hypocritical. And so we need to come back to the table on that. And we hear, you know, we see even we're going to start with the First Amendment, which is an amendment even after the Constitution was drafted and drawn up, because we have violence in the land as never before. We have racial tension in the land, religious barriers and deception causing an upheaval which may cause a war very, very, very soon. Yes, there will be wars and rumors of wars, but the way these things are turning, we have got to get on the same page in the same book in the same sentence on the same line and in the same word. Time to move forward, you all. Anybody who wants to help me with my presidential election, which I have established a new party called the People's Party. It's a multi-partisan party where I do what Jesus would do. I found the good in every party and use that for us to work together to build people and communities. And anybody who would like to be a part of my campaign, I have opportunity options, and Dantes Taylor will help you all get the petitions. Anybody who would like to take over managing the petitions, I'm very interested in interviewing some people. Anybody who would like to be my treasurer, I'm interested. I'm looking for a full, faithful, dedicated committee of people that will help meet the needs of people. People don't own people. People own things. I need you all to help me meet the needs of the people. We have some real serious, not just Senate Bill 158, not just House Bill 158, not just the Constitution, not just the Bible, Quran, and Torah. We have some serious stuff going on, you all. It's no more time of this talking about what needs to get done. When you take prayer out of something, but you put pledges in something, and you take prayer out of something, and you want to bow and serve idols, you have compromised our land. You have compromised our faith. It's time out. You can't buy your faith. You can't buy your way in, and you can't buy your way out. There's not enough money. It can never be manufactured and produced that much. There's some things that cost our lives, You know this yourself, Mr. Porter. There's some things that have crossed our paths in our lives that money could that money never touched our hands, but God has always provided for us.
True.
So I'm just going to close with that. My county phone number is 216-548-0820. My Summit County phone number is 330-428-9191. My Mahoning County number is 234-275-4537. Hold on one second. I'll be out there one second. Hold on one second. Okay. My Cash App is The People's Party with the dollar sign in front of it. No apostrophe. And it's under the People's President, which does have an apostrophe. For Cash App, my Zelle 216-548-0820. My email is loveworksatcheerful.com. And my GoFundMe is Pamela M. Pinckney, loveworksatcheerful.com. Let me tell you something. The money that comes to me comes right back to the needs of the people. I live a sacrificial life. I live this life. It says in the Word, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, which is holy and acceptable, your reasonable portion. Because I don't want to just be a servant. I want to be a friend. And if I'm a friend with Jesus Christ, I'm a friend with you. Let's come on and get on the same page, everybody. And my candidate identification number for the presidential election is P400063-63, and my committee ID is C00786. You can look it up. It's on the Federal Election Commission website. You all take care of yourselves. Thank you, Mr. Porter, for this opportunity. You all have a blessed night, and I pray the blood of Jesus over this country, the city, the nation, and our land, that the violence, the murder, the theft, the hate, the racism, the destitution and desolation. I plead the blood of Jesus that every need be supplied from this day forward and now forevermore, that you not be tormented in your dreams, that you not be terrified by the arrows or the detriments that may come your way. Don't be afraid, because God has got us. Have a blessed night. You take care of yourself.
You too. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Ooh-wee. Before I get to my other three phone callers, I guess I will get to the number nine thing. I'll just give you the number nine on what is the top 10 making some noise right now. Number nine happens to be none other than the event for Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop number 242 and other events. That is Saturday, 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m. Location, 1899 Main Classroom Building, East 22nd between Chester and Euclid. So that will be East 22nd, large room 136. You can be mean, but keep it clean. Radio edits, rap, gospel, R&B, poetry, dance, live DJ Dollar Rock and tributes, hip-hop workshop news, the written exam challenge where Dontez Taylor is the champion will start around 2:05. Also, you will happen to have some big screen video premiere. You will also have MC Chill the Legend speaking, plus the foundation homework assignment in honor of Jaquan. Who is Jaquan? Also, we will say that after that, we also included in already some of the events, which will be Friday, October the 6th, Feeding the Hungry. Also, the October 14th Activist Convention from 5 to 7 p.m. at 15415 Kipling Avenue. The Dialogue Center, October 22nd, will be celebrated October 21st, the day of police brutality. So those are some of the things that are coming up. Now let me go back to something that's very important. People who have been waiting on the phone lines, let's go to that 216-309 because you have been very patient and we appreciate it.
216-309,
how are you doing?
Hi, everybody out there. This is Valendalis Brenda Fulmer, and at Block Talk Radio and with my colleagues. They call me Queen B. How's everybody doing out there in Radio Land tonight?
Doing phenomenal. What's going on, Queen?
I tell you, I went to the seventh annual Metro Health Fair Expo today. I met a lot of people today. Brother Al, I met a lot of people. I'm going to say a shout out to the sponsors out there, Devoted Health, Step Forward, Metro Health, Devoted. That's the Devoted already. The Marada Inn, RTA, and others out there. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir, for participating and making this annual expo a success. Very beautiful. Shout out to Willie and his gang and family, and to everybody who participate and put this whole expo together. I also went to the Women in Power Expo at the Huntington Convention Center. That was really nice, by the Vernon Family Foundation. That was really nice. I tell you, I met a lot of people. Guess who I met over there? Cynthia,
you know,
Blake from Atlanta Housewives. Oh, yes, I did.
Wow.
Oh, honey, she spotted me, big boy. Don't get me the preaching voice.
Cynthia Blake,
oh, honey,
should. A lot of people are familiar with you. They're familiar with you because of your singing capability. Continue on.
You think it's about singing? I don't think it's the singing. I think it's talking, too. I guess so. They say it's singing. I hear a lot of people. I met some of my home people. My home girls was up there from Lorain County. Shout out to them, to Lorain County, to my girls I grew up with, went to school, to Clearview High School. Shout out to them. It's awesome. Yeah, Miss Cynthia Blake from the Atlanta Housewives. Yes, I did. She spotted me, big boy. Yes, she did. She spotted me. She said, come here, little sis. Come here, girl. I said, what, you talking to me? She said, yeah, I'm talking to you. Uh-huh. Yeah, I got it like that, as they say. Hey. Now, y'all, you want to mess with me? Come on. I ain't going to do nothing. I'm going to put that goodness of love to you and make you feel like you're somebody. Ain't I being somebody? You are somebody. God made us all. I'm going to put it out there. God made us all, and everything God make is good. And what makes you bad is what the company you keep and who all you invite in your circle. Be careful who you invite in your circle, because once you let that person in your circle, the energy change. Hallelujah. The energy change, and you're going to see the difference. If you know if the energy ain't right, you walk away from that person and start winging and let it die out itself. I tell you, I learned from my own mistakes. I got a couple announcements, and I'm going to let somebody else take this radio thing. Okay, Saturday, it's a lot going on. You know, our workshop is Saturday at the CSU building. Am I right? I'm doing this right, Al?
You got it.
Okay, room 123 at 145. All of our colleagues, okay, a shout out to my fam, to DJ Rock, to Art, to Ronnie B, to Art McCoy, Squab Gotti, Major Power, Major Tap, Miss Dolores, Miss Glass, Deacon Dante Taylor, Monica Pusspoint, let's see, okay, who was that? Cowboy, as well as myself, Queen B, and others. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir, for listening to us on Block Talk Radio on Monday nights at 9 o'clock. Here go my announcement. Saturday, October the 7th of 2023, the Westside Catholic Charity is getting sponsored by the CM Foundation, as well others included. They're going to have a tailgate fair, fun fair, on tailgate, which is Saturday, starts at 10:30, y'all. 10:30 in the morning, and it's gonna eat at, it's gonna end at 2:30 in the afternoon. They're gonna have food, games, giveaways, drinks, et cetera, et cetera. So try to get there, y'all. When you leave there, come on to the workshop where we are at CSU upstairs at room 123 and 145 with us. And another announcement, I have one more. The Slam Dunk 2023, October the 7th, the Slam Dunk. That's going to start at 12 o'clock and going to end at 4 o'clock. So please, ma'am, and please, sir, please get your family together. It's going to be a whole lot of fun going on this weekend. I'm going to sign off. May God bless you and keep you, as I say every week on Block Talk Radio at 9 o'clock. To my fam, as well as my Queen Bee, Valangelis Brenda Former, I'm signing off right now. Peace out, everybody. God bless y'all. And I love everybody. There's nothing, a thing you can do about it. See ya. Peace.
Peace. Ooh, we're going to get our last three phone callers on. I better go quick because I might get some more phone callers in. But I will say, number 8, top 10 list, number 8 moving up was that Throwback Tribe Agency Fall Showcase, which happened last Saturday. A lot of promotions for that. Number 7 moving up, that Laugh-Matic Comedy yesterday, which happened. Number 6 debuting, Kennedy Black Live at Maple Grove Tavern. That happened last Saturday. And before I leave out of here, debuting East Cleveland Street Family Block Party, which happened at the Salvation Army last Saturday. That's in number 5. But let me go to these phone callers. I'm going to, a 480 area code with the 869.
What you say?
Hello?
Hello. Yes. How are you doing?
Oh, okay. How you doing? Shush, please. Not you.
As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, you were part of that big major block party that happened the past weekend.
Oh, yeah. This is Khadijah's Creative Massage. Khadijah's Creations. I just had a event that happened this weekend at the Salvation Army. I had people come out and get 5-minute massages for free, just to bring in someone. And it came out to be really a nice event. Kind of sold out on the soaps and the incense that I make. And, it was really a nice, we networked, met some new people and all types of stuff. It was really a fun event. Hopefully, I got some more coming, but I don't know exact dates yet. But I just want to talk about my new website that I have. I have a jewelry website. It's called KhadijahCreativeJewelry.com. Everything is only $5. I get new items every day, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, rings, and hair accessories. And I'm also on Instagram. You can go to my link, Khadijah_creations with a K. If you want to, see the jewelry that I have, you can go to that paparazzi and 109-2169. That's my website. Or just go to KhadijahCreativeJewelry.com.
That is phenomenal. So it sounds like constant growth.
Oh, yes, definitely. That's why I call it Khadijah's Creations, because we do the arts and crafts with the kids so the kids can stay, educated. We do, jump rope. We do activities and things like that at the table also. So Khadijah's Creations, it's about expressing yourself through creativity and also education, So and also have the torn veil that led to the path of healing. That's still, on my Amazon.com. If y'all guys want to check out a true story that I wrote, it's my testimony of how I got into the spiritual realm and how I became on a spiritual path. Just read my testimony. It's called The Torn Veil That Led to the Path of Healing. You can get it on Amazon.com, or you could just, my Instagram page. DM me. Just DM me at Khadijah_creations. All right. I hope I didn't say a lot. I hope that wasn't too much for y'all. I can slow it down. I know I'm a little fast. I'm trying to slow it down. It's been a kind of like crazy day, which is like that every day for me. But you know, I'm blessed. I'm not going to complain, you know, because, you know, God works. He's working it out, you know. So,
excellent.
You know,
but you can't slow it down and give that to us one more time.
Oh, okay. Would y'all like the Paparazzi Accessories website? And you go to Paparazzi Accessories for my jewelry website. Everything is only $5. New items every day.
Okay.
Bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and hair accessories. Or you can go to my Instagram and go to the link in the bio, which is Khadijah_creations with a K. You know, if you can't get me on that, and you'll be able to message me, and I can, you know, send you the information through my Instagram.
Then I appreciate that. And, again, I just think that is a phenomenal title of your book because, in other words, things changed and it went from being a torn veil. It's like a path of spirituality or personal awakening. So I just want to say I thank you for still sticking by that truth and for continuing on.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate that.
No problem. Enjoy your evening, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. This is
Bye-bye.
A phenomenal show in itself. I don't know what else is going to come through, but before I go to that area code with the 601-513, let's look at some of the other things that have come through. Like I say, I left off at an excellent time, but I do know at number four, what debuted was Facebook in, and I think that's nice, in his shots, the untold story of the Clark family, which was number four debuting. Number three, and that happened over the weekend. Number three, debuting Facebook, Matt Couture, 10-year anniversary fashion show, which happened last Saturday. Number three, so that's like number three, so that means number two, debuting this evening, Taste of Browns tonight with the Greater Food Bank of Cleveland, major happening. So what was number one? We'll get through a couple of phone callers and find out as I go to 601 area code with the 513, 601 area code with the 513. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Brother Al? This is your presidential candidate for 2024, Michael D. Landingham. Hope everybody's doing okay this evening.
Actually, we are. As a matter of fact, it's a lot of things heating up in this presidential race as it is. With that being said, a lot of possible contenders, a lot of interesting things happening, especially when we look at the fact that we have the government shut down just slightly at the past end being averted, but they're still looking at now the Republicans might oust Speaker McCarthy. Things are getting serious today. So tell me what's going on with you, sir.
Well, let me just put a pin on that a little bit. You know, I noticed, I was watching the whole controversy about the shutdown, or about to have a shutdown, and I knew Speaker McCarthy, you know, one thing about him, and, you know, I give him heat here and there, but overall, he did the right thing. He went over to the Democrats, and he said he had no choice, but he had to do something because he was responsible for the House. He's responsible to make sure that he does his job and make sure he gets his Congress to do his job in order to save off people, you know, not getting paid, especially our troops and our border agents, and especially people like this one woman who works at the lunchroom in the Library of Congress, I believe, a black woman. And she says she don't know how she's going to pay her bills if they cut everything off. But Speaker McCarthy, he did a good thing, but he got 45 days until to another shutdown possible. With Matt Gaetz, let me tell you something about Matt Gaetz, man. This guy, he's a representative of Florida, a big Trump supporter. You know, it was kind of ironic on seeing how he was arguing back and forth with the speaker about moving the goalposts on one end, and then when McCarthy gave him more than what they're asking for, Matt Gaetz decided to say, no, we want the government to shut down. The only reason is because President Trump is telling these Republicans, so-called Republicans, and these ain't Republicans, they wannabes, to shut down the government because of the hell he's going through, especially what happened in the trial room in New York today.
Right.
But overall, we the people, we see what's going on in D.C. We're tired of it. We want our elected officials to find ways to come together to solve our problems, not bicker back and forth, name-calling, putting fear out there. Because there's no way, and let me just say this, in a democracy, you're going to have disagreements and arguments and stuff like that, but to think that America's going to go far left or go far right, that's impossible, because that means we're in a tyranny. We're not in a democracy anymore. But the people that we send to Congress, they're supposed to do their job to try to solve the American people's problems. These people who said no to make sure the government is running should never be in office ever again. None of them. And I think that's what Speaker McCarthy saw that in himself. You know, I said earlier when Speaker McCarthy got the job and he had to go 15 rounds to do it, he knew that he's pretty much sold his soul, you know, because that means, you know, a few radical Republicans can control whatever the Speaker wants. Like, don't talk to the president. Don't give relief money to the people in Hawaii and in Florida. But just give a whole bunch of tax breaks to millionaires and billionaires. That's all they care about. Now, Speaker McCarthy's about to get ousted. He's going to need Republicans. Matt Gaetz is going to need Republicans to go in with him. But most of the Republican Party won't support Matt Gaetz's decision to oust the Speaker. What the Speaker has to do, truthfully, is to ignore these crazy, fanatic people. That all they want is to see the world burn because their puppet master, President Trump, and then President Putin controlling President Trump, so technically President Putin overall, is trying to find a way to disrupt what we're trying to do to get justice for America, what Trump did, and also to try to fix the problems that had left after us. Now, this is the reason why. It's been weird for the last few days, last few weeks. Have y'all noticed, I'm going to ask you this, brother Al, have you noticed or heard anything about military exercises or military operations here in Cleveland?
No.
Mm.
Not fully.
Well, my neighborhood has been inundated with military operations, Blackhawks. I saw two FBI helicopters behind my house, blacked out. And they said it was an article about it, and all my neighbors have been seeing it. And I'm like, why y'all didn't tell me? And it's not on the news. So what's really going on here, you know? And I forgot to tell you about this earlier when I talked to you. But I had Fox 8 News helicopter. they flew right in. They circled my house. I mean, they wasn't that high, but they wasn't that low. But they circled my house, went back to where they came. They came back again, circled my house again, and went back the way they came. I mean, literally circled my house. And my neighbors looked at it like, yeah, Michael, we saw that. We saw Channel 8 flying around in your house. One neighbor said, that's got to be because of you. So here's the thing. My story will be out pretty soon. Just weird occurrences, weird things are happening. I worked my butt off too long to get to this point. And now I just thank God, and the American people and the world must know the truth of what happened during the 2020 election. Donald Trump threatened my life by sending the military here in Cleveland on December 10, 2018, while he was president. And now President Biden has decided to keep the story from coming out by telling his Justice Department to tell the news organizations to keep my story from coming out. That's right. That's the reason why you haven't heard it. But now I guess I had did something or said something that really made them have to push the envelope and say, all right, Michael, you got us. You got us. You're the real deal. You're smart. You know, I'm like, it's not about I'm smart and I got you. It's about my story can remove the hold that Donald Trump has on the Republican voter. And all the people that follow behind Trump, I ain't talking about the voters. I'm not mad about them. I ain't going after them. But the sycophants in Congress, they will also fall. Because I'm telling you now, the American people are sick and tired. I'm sick and tired. And 70% of Democrats said they don't want Joe Biden. 60% of Republicans said they don't want, I mean, 50% of Republicans said they don't want Donald Trump. So there's a huge swath of voters for a new person to come in. They said if a new person came in a Democratic side, his number, that person's numbers will go up. He'll be the nominee. So that's why I said to the Democratic Party, I'm like, look, dude, y'all, I don't know because I'm black or I'm a real, you know, I'm not watered down. I don't know what it is, but regardless of the fact, my story can save our democracy. Period. And that's why that's why I have a $2 billion lawsuit, and that's still looking good. The appeal process is still ongoing. I have to wait for, I think, next month for a decision. But what we try to do now is to try to get the story out now so public opinion can sway those three panel judges. So overall, if anybody want to help with my campaign, please dial, you can call my campaign number. It's area code 216-703-2177, anytime after 7 a.m. To whatever time. I don't care. But just give us a call. 216-703-2177, anytime after 7 a.m. to, I don't care what time at night. But I need help to get my story out there. And when my story gets out there, then everything will start flowing naturally. And everybody will have a sigh of relief, a thing of hope. Inspiration like we've never seen since probably Obama. But overall, I'm sorry, I've been all over the world. But overall, Kevin McCarthy, he has to work with Democrats. And this is what the American people kind of want, really want. Not kind of want, really want.
I appreciate your call. Thank you as usual.
Yes, sir, and y'all be blessed, and let's come together as a family, the American family. LandonHamPeace.com is the reason for Landonham versus Department of Justice. Take a look at it. Thank you.
Peace. You know something? I can give you the number one of the top 10 things in our region, but instead of doing that, I'm going to make sure I go to our last two phone callers, starting with this phone caller, 216-255. 216-255, how you doing?
I'm doing just great, Mr. Porter. Johnny G from 100 Million and One Mustard Souls, Inc., and I'm that one mustard soul. I'm here to alert the public. I mean, our public is in trouble. I'm pretty sure that the radio nun tried to lull us to sleep. They sent us remote gospel. Remote gospel. What are we doing with remote gospel here in Cleveland? The disrespect to the local gospel docs here in Cleveland is a shame. Bob Barker Hughes and Sam Cotton, they should be ashamed of themselves the way they have set this up. Three quarters of the radio station at WZAK is remote, and they try to trick us with urban radio. How does urban and remote even earthly relate to one another? How? Make me believe that urban and remote is the very same thing. That is the biggest lie that Marv Walker Hughes and Sam Cotton has told. Cleveland, wake up. Wake up, wake up. Before it's all over, as we run Sam from the 10 to 3 slot, everything there at WZAK Radio None, Mr. Porter, will be remote. And that's all the radio that we'll have. And I think that is disgusting, disgusting, disgusting.
I'm just hurt hearing that. It just knocked out the box. Johnny G, legendary on-air personality, I thank you for at least making sure we get that warning. What else would you like to add on?
Also, that there's one of the hottest plays to come to Cleveland in a long time.
Okay.
They made an outstanding show on July the 8th out at Core United Methodist Church. Now we're taking it all the way to 115th and Kinsman.
Okay.
That wonderful, beautiful church out there, a Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church.
Okay.
You got folks such as LaQuisha Bolden, Nawasa Sharp Brown Williams, and then you got this young fella named Aaron Banks. I mean, that brother, he don't sing, he sings. And then we'll be featuring DeWitt Chappelle Sr., the pastor of Everlasting Baptist Church, and we got his brother on the card, Orlando G. Chappelle. And all this is happening at Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church at 1115 East 115th and Kinsman. You do not want to miss this one. They got some outstanding performers coming. They got a guy named Johnny G. He's going to get his first 15 minutes of fame. And he's going to get his first 15 at the 11 o'clock show, his second 15 minutes at the 3 o'clock show, and then his 45 minutes at the end of the 7 o'clock show. Cleveland,
wow.
I'm telling you, this is going to be an event that you don't want to miss. This is going to be a family event. We're going to have youngsters in the play. I mean, you can't ask for better. Saturday after Thanksgiving. You cannot ask for a better Saturday after Thanksgiving, Mr. Porter. I'm telling you that Deliver Me, the encore performance we did out at Zion Hill, and now we're giving you the sequel. The sequel to Deliver Me. You don't want to miss this event, Cleveland. I'm telling you, this will be the premier play of the year. We're looking to rival things in Atlanta, Georgia, and California. I say, Cleveland, bring the kiddies, bring grandpa, grandmama, and come on and let's have a shouting good Christian good time Saturday the 25th, the day after Thanksgiving, Mr. Porter.
Uh-huh.
Oh, let me tell you where you can get your tickets. So you can get your tickets at Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church. That's 115 East 115th Street. And then you can get them at the Everlasting Baptist Church at Eddy Road in St. Clair. And then they got Eventsbrite. And then they got TLC at Forest Hill in Euclid. You just make it your business to call this number. I'm pretty sure the pastor won't mind. 216-299-6466. That's 216-299-6466. Al, you must be there. This is the event
looking
of the
that
year.
Way.
You must be there.
Hey, I already know the pastor wouldn't mind giving that number out. And a shout-out to Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church, if I'm not mistaken, Pastor Jimmy Gates. So, thank you so much, Johnny G, for that exclusive information you gave this evening.
You're welcome so much. It's a pleasure to finally get back on air with you and try to make sure that Cleveland don't get tricked with WZAK Radio Nun, Sam Cotton, and Marv Walker Hughes. Don't be tricked, Cleveland. That's all I can say. Don't let them trick us into entire remote radio.
Don't be tricked. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. And
have a good
now,
evening, Al.
You do the same, family. And now, let's go to this 980 area code 938. Let's see who's calling me. This is important. You are live on air. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing phenomenal. As a matter of fact, we, at the beginning of the hour, talked about what's coming up this coming Friday. It is so important, and I'm just thankful to be part of it. Even hearing about the fact that Brick House Wellness, I'm the president of the Carl Stokes Brigade, Dolores, this is just beautiful. So tell me what is going on, please.
Okay, Friday, October 6, 2023, from 6:30 p.m. to 7:45 p.m., 2227 Payne Ave, right across the street from the Women's Shelter, we will be having a Feeding the Community event. One helping hand at a time, we'll be feeding the first 100 people with lunch bags as well as 100 hygiene bags. It's off a first-come, first-served basis. It's sponsored by the Tippins family, Dario Carpenter, Al Porter Jr., Art McCoy, and last but not least, Dolores Gray. So please show up and show out. All donations will be welcome. You can drop off the donations October the 4th, 2023 at 15415 Kipling Ave, Wednesday at 7 o'clock. There will also be a drop box for cash donations. That's right, cash donations for the giveaway. We are trying to feed 100, but anything extra is always better, and we're definitely trying to feed more than 100 if we can get more donations. So please come out and show your support for Black on Black Crime, the Tippins family, Al Porter, as well as Dolores Gray. Thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in.
No problem. I thank you so much. And what put it on your heart to want to do something like this?
The reason why I want to do this is because I'm a single mother of five, and I have been down the road of being homeless by not being able to keep a steady job and be financially stable. So I was homeless with four kids on the street, and this one lady had came up and started to ask people if we were hungry. And that one meal changed my life, and it motivated me to want to do more and do better so that one day when I get on my feet, I can maybe one day help the homeless and get that same warm feeling in my heart from when I was homeless. And this sandwich, it just gave me life. It showed that someone else cared about me. And it's always good to give back and help the community.
Thank you so much for what you said. We look forward to working with you, being down there, and again, the address where we all need to be so that people might be bringing off supplies to donate this coming Wednesday. We know about that, 15415 Kipling. But where do we need to be also on Friday?
Friday, the address is 2227 Payne Ave, Cleveland, Ohio, 44114. Right across the street from the woman.
Thank you so much. May you and
thank
yours
you.
Continue to be blessed. We appreciate
you. As well.
Enjoy your evening.
Thank you as well. All right.
Thank you. You know, this is phenomenal. I'm excited just hearing about some of the announcements that we had come through. I will take the time to let people know the number one event that came through the region that got attention even for the big people was, wow, it jumped to number one. It started low last week, and it ended up the East Cleveland Library MJ number one grief support, which happened last Saturday. East Cleveland Council at Large, Nate Martin was there, Daughters of the Nile Radio, Man in the Street, CUMR, food and gift bags. If I'm not mistaken, East Cleveland City Council President came through and waved Juanita Gowdy. So politicians and others, all those involved, it ended up being a very phenomenal event. As we prepare to leave out, I just want to thank everybody who chose to at least tune in and be a part of what was going on today, because you didn't have to be. You didn't have to. So I humbly thank you. As I sit back and look at everything else that's happening, maybe, just maybe, let me take my time, because I never know what might be coming through the pike or across the phone lines. But since I haven't seen anything yet, I can at least have a little bit of fun right now. Just because I want to thank all those people who have been pushing the track. Why not? If there's anything else left in the tank after I play this, we'll come right back after this whole G-O-D.
Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. D-O-G spelled backwards, G-O-D, G-O-D in the flesh, that I be. Spirit moves me to grab a mic. Staying consistent, it's what y'all like. Real king, have me on the playlist. All queens in the house, dance to this. Twerk, drop it low, or move with class. We make the songs that are sure to last. Write my rhyme inside the doghouse. Ain't a muzzle made to shut my mouth. They dog me out and talk about me. I'm a fighting dog. Y'all won't stop me. Long Beach with Snoop. Now how does that sound? Cleveland is the home of the real dog pound. Dog biscuit eating, crazies like me. The kind you see on NFL TV. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. D-O-G, reverse, G-O-D, took off the leash, so now I'm free. All the haters, they can't stop me. Black fleet collar stops ticks and fleas. Not a dirty dog, I take baths. Women know, I chase the cat. Raps George Clinton, I'm Funkadelic. HGS live, like Parliament. They say a dog is man's best friend. I'm an activist until the end. My bark, my bite, my lyrics flow. I walk upright, not on all fours. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. 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 Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a.
And since we have almost 2 minutes, we mentioned DJs. Why not play a song that did a tribute to Johnny, or at least during the first verse, a little bit to Joe Boom as well. But we can play a little bit of this song. We'll go out on this. Got about 90 seconds. Why not play some Suave Gotti with the J.O.?
Kenley told me to sing it like this. Check it. Let me welcome y'all to Cleveland. Well, we ain't got no South Central, but we do have a theater and we do have a central. Through the pandemic, I kept my essentials. Cuban cigar and a trench coat. DNA level C. From A to Z. Come follow me now. Way back in the 83. 108 club style. Yo, man, don't erase that. Memorex, C-tron, hand on the tape deck. Still yelling Geronimo like I'm at a carnival. DJ Johnny O. Horton, the honorable. You ask how important. You gotta know the source of recruit. Like, look what you done forced me to do. And if you don't know the history of the city that you grew up in, well, little nigga, I'm talking to you. I'm the boss of the crew, and I'm an arsonist too. Suave Gotti, yeah, I'm off in the booth. And Earl Holliman. Earl Holliman was so. Earl Holliman would throw out a funky beatbox, leaving no doubt. Mo hoes, mo clout, up in the hoes house. Off Chagrin was a party spot, and all night it would body rock. All around the clock to the dollar stop. Or someone living in Shaker called the cops. Beckman Hall was a spot off St. Mo hits and Hank Aaron. You cats just ain't hearing. Showing out my boy Mike McAdoo. We even got Casper C. About to act a fool up in the club with Wayne D. And DJ Shock and Mr. T. And YC and my man Chuck Fresh. Johnny O in 2021. Nerve DJ Success.